Daryl Hall and John Oates there. And You Make My Dreams. You're listening to East Point Radio, and this time on a Monday. We invite organisations and individuals to join us live on the programme as part of our feature, which is
Anglia
In Focus.
And I'm hoping now that on the line we're going to be talking to Will Tether, who's the organiser of the Art Festival East 2022. Good morning to you, Will.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so bad. Your good self?
I'm very well, thank you. A little bit cold. I'm stood outside my studio right now.
Oh.
In my garden.
Oh, dear.
but it's all go, getting ready for Art Fair East at St Andrew's Hall, Norwich.
Yes, it's...
Which opens on Friday.
It sounds an excellent event. Now, tell us a little bit about the background to the Art Fair East 2022.
So Art Fair East has been going since 2015. It's the largest art fair in the Eastern region. It happens at St Andrew's Hall, and it brings together galleries and artists from not just across the east of England, but across the UK and overseas, all under one roof. So it's all living artists, and all the work is for sale. So it's a chance to sort of support the arts, but you won't see that much art in one space. Outside of this event, that's made by living artists, essentially. It's a one-off event per year. Anyway, it happens for three days because we have everyone on site, so it can't happen for long. And it has a real buzz to it.
Yeah, it certainly sounds it. Now, you mentioned the 3 days. It's on Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd, and Sunday the 4th of December, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. So it opens over this week. So we're frantically putting all the stands and things together at the moment. I've got a team down at St Andrew's Hall which are sort of currently building the space, because St Andrew's Hall also hosts concerts and things, so we actually turn it into a gallery for the 3 days of this event. So the space is completely transformed.
It certainly sounds a wonderful event. Now, how many artists will be really taking part in the event itself? Can you name some of them?
There's regional artists. I mean, I'm an artist myself, and I'm on the Artist in Residence of Norwich Arts Centre. But there'll also be artists from near sort of Lowestoft, in fact, which is, I think, is where you're based. So there'll be artists like Paul Zawadzki, who's a very talented painter. But we also have artists coming from across the UK. We have Spanish painters. We have an Indian artist called Nadina Sharma. And we've also got a range of artists from Mexico. But as I say, ones from across the east of England as well. It's quite hard to say because we have galleries come and they bring about 20, 30 artists' work quite often. So I'd say on site we have in the region of maybe 100 to 200 artists' work, and we'll have about 50 artists there in person.
It certainly sounds an international event as well, with around 1,000 artworks are going to be on display in total, I understand.
There's a huge range of choice. I mean, it's one of those things, if somebody actually wants to start collecting art, you won't get as much choice as this, and the price range is hugely varied as well. We've had everything from sort of emerging artists selling work for under £100 through to Banksy artworks before, which obviously go for thousands of pounds. So it really is sort of a catch-all event in that sense. We kind of try to cover all bases.
It certainly sounds it. Now, I know the event itself is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's all taking place at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich, I understand. And
that's, right, yeah.
That's a great venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lovely venue. I mean, it hosts large events throughout the year. So it hosts things like the Norwich Beer Festival. It hosts a lot of concerts. But we're the only art exhibition as such that happens there. And as I say, we actually have to build the space into a gallery space for that. But it's such a beautiful building. I don't know if you've obviously been there. It's got
yes.
These huge vaulted ceilings, and there's not really anything else quite like it.
No, it's a fantastic venue. Now, I know that it's over these 3 days, and I'm going to ask you in a few moments just to give out some information about how people can find out more about the Art Fest East 2022, as we've said, taking place on Friday the 2nd of December through to Sunday the 4th of December at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich. So can you give out those contact details for anybody wanting to find out more? Have you got a website that people can look at?
Yes, the best place for people to find out about it is obviously if they search Art Fair East. It will come up online, on social media, and our website. Our website is artfaireast.com, and that has all the details. But essentially, it's Friday to Sunday daytime, so 10:30 till 5:30 on Friday, 10:30 till 6:30 on Saturday, and 10:30 until 5 on Sunday. And that's it. So catch it while you can.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'll ask you to repeat those details for us in just a few moments' time.
Thank you.
But the actual, you know, getting into the artist side of things, is it very expensive for budding new artists, let's say, to get involved with this sort of festival?
Yes, I would say it is. I mean, essentially, artists. I mean, I've been an artist since I was in my 20s, and you sort of build up to these things, essentially. So, this isn't an emerging artist event, and actually, the cost of putting on something like this is quite extensive. So this is very much pitched at professional artists. There are plenty of opportunities for artists to show at all levels. I mean, when I first started exhibiting, I was exhibiting in empty shops and things like that. And then you slowly sort of move through these sort of chapters of your career, really.
Now, I know that the festival itself is going to be absolutely phenomenal. As I say, I know the venue as well, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of support. And when we look at the art itself, it's going to be exhibiting including painting, sculpture, drawing, photography, video art, installation, kinetic art, and original edition prints as well. So it's covering a very wide range, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, well, we do have a kinetic artist this year, and I'm quite excited to see their work. And essentially, all that means is artwork with moving parts. So we have, creativity comes in all forms, and we try and encompass all of that. I mean, obviously, there's an awful lot of painting and printmaking and sculpture, but we're open to everything. We do cover a very broad range of art forms.
Certainly sounds it. Now, you have a studio of your own, I understand, in Norwich, is that correct?
Yes. So I'm very fortunate. I've got a couple of studios. I've got one in the city centre in Muspole Workshops and one at home in my garden that was built over lockdown, which is where I'm stood at the moment talking to you. I've been a working artist myself in the area for about 15 years, and I've been a painter for about 20 years. As someone working in the area, I just realised that there was a need for an event like this to take place in the first place. I've been taking part in events like this across the country and thought, why isn't there one in the Eastern region?
I see. Now, you say across the country. I take it this is basically from Manchester right through to the South Coast. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, my work, I show my work all over the world, actually. But there are art fairs like this that take place across the country and across the world. And we just felt there needed to be something like this, some sort of art hub for the Eastern region. So I put this on. I actually co-organised it with a friend of mine, an artist called Brian Quarterling. So we sort of cooked this up about 7 years ago now over a pint. And just we both just kept thinking, why do we have to travel so far to do this sort of thing? Why isn't there something like this on our doorstep? Can't we bring the art world to us for a change?
Sounds an excellent idea.
Well, the funny thing is the art fair is international, but it's only about 15 minutes from my house. So,
right.
It has some perks for me.
It's got some advantages like that, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you mentioned that people can obviously come along and they can actually purchase some of the artwork, which starts from, let's say, around about £40 upwards, literally to it can be into the thousands, can't it?
Tens of thousands. Yeah, we've had, we've had original Banksy's before. We've had dealers and Damien Hirst. So the works really do range across the full spectrum.
Certainly sounds it. Now, can we give out those details again for people wanting to find out more about the Art Fair East 2022?
So Art Fair East, you can go to our website to find the details, which is artfaireast.com. And the event is at St. Andrew's Hall and happens Friday, Saturday and Sunday, normal sort of daytime hours. So 10:30 through to 5:30 on Friday, 10:30 to 6:30 Saturday and 10:30 to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Sounds wonderful to me. Now, of course, St. Andrew's Hall in Norwich, as I say, I do know the venue very well, and it's literally in the heart of the city's cultural quarter, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, there are lots of galleries and studios around there. In fact, my sort of city centre studio is literally just up the road from there. So it's next to the Norwich University of the Arts and the Elm Hill, which is a sort of beautiful historical street, obviously, in Norwich. So, yeah, it's right in the heart of the city.
Mm. Now, do people have to book to come along, or can they just turn up on either the Friday, Saturday or the Sunday?
They can turn up on the door, and actually that's the other thing I should mention, is we do have a ticket fee. So it's £5 to get in, or £3.50 concessions. But if people are canny, they can sign up on our website. If they subscribe today to our mailing list, we'll send them free tickets.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So the important thing is to register literally today, if possible.
Well, the thing is, if it's too close to the event, we may not have time to send the tickets out. So,
yeah.
If people are listening today and they want to come along and they'd like to get a free entry, then if they sign up on artfaireast.com today, then we'll mail out some tickets to them.
Hey, Will, that sounds absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure you're going to get lots and lots of attendees coming along on the Friday, the Saturday or the Sunday, the 4th of December. And we'll have a very enjoyable day at St. Andrew's Hall in Norwich.
Thank you very much.
Can I thank you, Will, for joining us here on East Point Radio today. And I've certainly learnt a lot about the Art Fair East, which, as we've just been saying, takes place on Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of December at St. Andrew's Hall in Norwich. Thanks, Will, for joining us today live on the programme.
Thank you. Take care. Thanks.
And you. Thanks. There we've been talking to Will Tether, who's the organiser of the Art Festival East, taking place, as I say, at St. Andrew's Hall in Norwich on Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of December. Many thanks to him, and it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
right here on East Point Radio. Keep it here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the most easterly radio station in the UK.